Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries daily worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on The Earth is Hung on Nothing, right after this. You know, in the day when the prophet Job walked on the face of the earth, about 1600 BC, men believed that the earth had some kind of solid foundation. Many varied and ingenious are the tales that have come down to us from the ancients, accounting for the suspension of the earth in space. Now, we've been told that the Egyptians believed, for instance, that the earth was supported by five great pillars, one under each corner and one in the middle. Well, in our youthful days, when we studied mythology, this theory left us strangely cold. We could understand that had the earth been flat and square, someone might have peered over the edge to view the four corner pillars. But that pillar in the middle was pure guesswork. Now, we have all heard the Greek legend of Atlas, who stood with his head bowed, bearing the earth on his neck and shoulders. Again, we remember our childish wonder as to what supported Atlas. Indeed, the only myth from antiquity that seems at all satisfactory is the ancient Hindu legend, which states that the earth is balanced on the back of a gigantic elephant. This elephant, in turn, is standing on an immense turtle. This turtle is swimming in a cosmic sea. Now, that's the most satisfactory theory of all. It gives something for everything else to rest upon. But in that day, when men were dreaming their weird explanations as to how the earth was held in place, the prophet Job picked up his pen to write about the greatness and the wonder of the creator of the universe. And in the course of his description of the might of the Heavenly Father, he wrote these words. It says, "He stretcheth out the horizon over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing," unquote. That's quite a statement. There's no better statement in science than, "He stretcheth out the horizon over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing." That, my friends, is science. Now, the word that Job used here is Belima, B-E-L-I-M-A-H, Belima. It's not a Hebrew word. Lexicographers are not in full agreement as to its origin, but it is presumed to have been from the vocabulary of ancient Sumeria. The meaning is somewhat nebulous, and nothing is as close to its meaning as we can arrive at least at this date in history. Some time ago, we were attending a convention of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and at one of the banquets, we found ourselves seated next to a fellow member of a certain section of the association who had a nationwide reputation as a physicist and geographer. In the course of the conversation, we said to this distinguished savant, "Doctor, what is it that holds the earth in place?" And this noted educator replied, "It is gravity that holds the earth in place." So we said, "Thank you, doctor. By the way, could you tell me what is gravity?" So with a twinkle in his eye, this kindly old gentleman said, "Gravity, my boy, is what holds the earth in place." Well, now, isn't that clear? Isn't that just lovely? That's scientific. That is conclusive. What holds the earth in place? Gravity. What is gravity? That which holds the earth in place. Now, this great and learned scholar gave the same answer that Job did, on nothing. The scientist, however, used a handful of words where Job used only one. Now, let's put the modern nebulous term gravity in the place of bilima. And hear this man saying some 4,000 years ago, "God stretcheth out the horizon over an empty place, and he hangeth the earth upon gravity." Well, how did he know that? Well, he didn't know that, but he wrote about it. Well, yes, says the objector, but that's only a coincidence. Well, all right. I guess we'll have to concede that this is just another one of those coincidences, and then press on to another illustration.